Right now we go live to our correspondent, Rolene Marks, from Israel with an update. Lots taking place there, and we continue to keep Israel in prayer because these are dangerous times. Rolene Marks, welcome back to The Shilling Show, and thank you for joining us today.
Hi, Rob. Pleasure to be with you. Just as a point of interest, if I have to dash, I'll take you with me to my shelter because we are expecting sirens imminently. I'm actually sitting in my room watching interceptions over Rishon LeZion, which is very, very close to me. And it has, there we go, more booms, more interceptions. So just know we are preparing for the inevitable sirens. So just to put you in the picture, yesterday in the early hours of the morning, Israel launched Operation Shield and Arrow in response to the over 100 rockets launched from the Gaza Strip by Palestinian Islamic Jihad towards Israeli sovereign territories. Now, this is a double war crime because they are firing from within Palestinian civilian infrastructure towards Israeli civilians. So throughout the day, we have had over 300 rockets, about 150 of them landing in the sea and open spaces. But just moments ago, and you might actually hear the bings and shakes on my phone as the rockets are being fired. We've just had a barrage fired towards us, and very, very close to home where I am in Modi Inn. We can actually feel the booms, and I can actually sit and watch the interceptions as they are happening.
Rolene Marks, I say, first of all, if you need to leave us for any reason, just feel free to disconnect in the middle of the call. I appreciate you staying on in the midst of the fact that you're under attack directly as you speak to us live from Israel. Would you tell us about this group, the Palestinian Islamic Jihad? We've heard of other groups that have been firing missiles over the years. This one is new to me.
Palestinian Islamic Jihad are a Iran-sponsored proxy. They have been responsible for the firing of rockets and also carrying out terror attacks over the last couple of months. Now, at the moment, Hamas, who run the Gaza Strip, staying out of the fray. They have threatened to join Palestinian Islamic Jihad should the situation escalate. And our defense minister is determined to finish the job in the Gaza Strip. We have been striking Palestinian positions or Palestinian Islamic Jihad positions in the Strip over the last over 24 hours. Unfortunately, there have been some civilian casualties, and as Prime Minister Netanyahu expressed last night, we really, really regret any civilian casualties because our chief aim while we take out these terror targets is to mitigate as many civilian casualties as possible. But they are an Iranian-backed proxy. They are responsible for carrying out a vast amount of in Israel and the firing of rockets.
You know, Rolene, this is something that we need to put an exclamation point, underline, is that Israel, unlike its enemies, has always had this position. You greatly regret whenever there have to be civilian involvement in these things. But the reason that's happening, the reason that there is civilian involvement, is because these groups, like the Palestinian Islamic Jihad, Hamas, and the rest of them, they embed themselves intentionally in civilian populations to try to embarrass or to thwart the efforts of Israel to go after them. Israel does nothing of the sort in their own efforts, and so I just think it's important to clarify that.
Well, absolutely, and the whole intention is they want as much of a civilian body count as possible, especially to play it in the media so that the majority of people around the world have this impression that the Israeli Goliath is striking the Palestinian David. And it's nothing of the sort. I mean, today I was actually driving home when, again, rockets were coming over. I was watching the interceptions, and I was actually preparing for the inevitable of stopping my car, jumping out, and ducking for cover. Now, if you think about the people who live in the south of Israel, they literally have seconds, not 15 seconds, because these rockets have become more sophisticated. They literally have a matter of about 5 seconds to run for shelter. Where I am, the center of Israel that also came under fire today, because we have had fire as far as Tel Aviv, and towards me where I am in Modi Inn, very close to the airport. We have about a minute and a half, and let me tell you something, that minute and a half feels like 10 seconds as you run for shelter. Now, if you take into account people with special needs, children, the elderly, trying to scramble as quickly as possible to get to shelter. Also, what must be noted is today, rocket landed on the roof of a kindergarten in one of the towns very close to the Gaza Strip. I cannot even begin to imagine if there were children in that kindergarten at the time. This is a war crime. This is what the international community should be outraged about. A house took a direct hit on it. We don't have an immediate report of casualties or injury. We do know that quite a number of people have been treated at Barzilai Hospital in Ashkelon for injuries and for anxiety as they run for shelter. And if you consider that 65 rockets that were fired at Israel today fell short in the Gaza Strip, that poses a significant danger for the Palestinian civilians who don't want these escalations, but they are held captive by these terror organizations in the Strip.
We're talking live from Israel with our correspondent, Rolene Marks. There is an ongoing attack as we speak in her area. So you mentioned watching The Intercept, and I think it's notable to discuss the success of the Iron Dome and other technologies that Israel has in protecting the civilians. I mean, no system's going to be perfect, but this has been nothing short of a miracle.
Well, at this point, I just want to say thank you to the United States, all your congressmen and women who have voted to continue to fund this life-saving, defensive anti-missile apparatus. It saved not only Israeli lives, it saved Palestinian lives as well, because we don't want to consider what the alternative would be if there was no Iron Dome. Today, for the first time, David Sling, also known as the magic wand used to intercept, these are interceptor rockets that can take out incoming rockets that are more long-range missiles. So a huge thank you to the United States of America, our greatest ally, for helping us to defend ourselves against terror.
Could you tell us about the Operation Shield and Arrow? What is the ultimate goal here? What is the target, and what would be considered success?
Well, the target is twofold. One is to take out the senior Palestinian Islamic Jihad commanders, which we did yesterday. We eliminated three of them well within international law, one of them being responsible for a terror attack that killed a mother and her three children 19 years ago. The husband, David Hatzewell, you know, thank goodness, you know, it maybe it does take time, but we always are responsible for terror attacks. And also to completely cripple and eliminate the arsenal that they use to attack Israel. So our priority right now is to completely take out Palestinian Islamic Jihad.
Rolene Marks, I know that you're doing ongoing and continuous reporting from Israel. Would you tell our listening audience where they could find you online?
You can find my YouTube channel at The Israel Brief. You can find me online at www.layoftheland.online and my Facebook page, Rolene Marks, Twitter at Rol Marks.
I thank you so much for reporting to us under very dire circumstances, and it's probably an unsettling situation, to say the least, for you, even though you're a seasoned reporter. We continue to pray for your safety and for the safety and peace of Israel. Thank you, Rolene Marks.
Thank you so much, Rob, and to your listeners. God bless.